hit the music scene 35 years ago with a burst of teenaged energy and budding sexuality.
Hello, Daddy! Hello, Mom! Cherry Bomb!
Their story begins in 1974, outside a music club on Hollywood's Sunset Strip, when 16-year-old Joan Marie Larkin adopted her stage name and screwed up her courage to approach legendary rock producer Kim Fowley.
I'm Joan Jett. I play guitar. Mm. Electric guitar.
Ooh.
Joan Jett, that's a cool name. You guys got a demo?
No. I want to start an all-girl rock band.
That band, the Runaways, only stayed together about 5 years, but in that half-decade proved the conventional wisdom in the music industry that women could not rock was wrong. Jett, executive producer of the film, says it gets most of the important details right.
It's a story that's based on a real band that existed, follows what the Runaways did. There's a lot of real things in there that happened, but there are embellishments, there are timeline shifts. More than anything, those little details are a little bit different, but nothing that makes it hard for me to watch at all.
You know, of course they had to take some liberties, but I think that they, you know, it's pretty darn close.
Cherie Curry was barely 15 when she became lead singer of the Runaways and later wrote an autobiography, Neon Angel, a memoir of a runaway, with details of the band's beginnings that became part of the movie.
To me, it's miraculous. Wow, 35 years later, and all the hell that we went through, and for people to finally get that is really a gift. And I still haven't been able to wrap my brain around it, you know? Very grateful.
This is Joan Jett. And you are?
Cherie.
Cherie what?
Curry.
Well, Cherie Curry, do you sing or play a musical instrument?
Yeah. Yeah, I can sing. Why?
Why? Asked the maybe great Cherie Curry. Read my lips. We love your look. We are choosing you to be a part of rock and roll history. Do you want to be in the band?
Are you kidding?
Dakota Fanning, who has grown up in front of movie audiences, she was barely 7 years old when she co-starred with Sean Penn in I Am Sam in 2001, plays the racy and sometimes reckless Cherie.
One of the reasons I wanted to do this movie was to do something different than I've done before and to have people see me in a different way than just, you know, being in like I Am Sam and being younger. And certainly it was tough going to those places, but at the same time, like, the gritty parts and the tough parts, those are, like, the best parts and the parts I was most excited to do because that's, like, when Cherie is really raw and open and, like, you see her vulnerability and her innocence that she still has even though she's been through, like, some crazy times.
Oh, yeah.
For the role, Fanning had to learn to sing like a rock star, and Kristen Stewart, who portrays Joan Jett, also learned to play Jett's in-your-face guitar licks.
We both were really concerned about getting the music right. I mean, they have a very distinctive sound. It's not just singing, it's not just trying to sound good, it's trying to sound like them.
Italian-born photographer and music video director Floria Sigismundi makes her feature film debut with The Runaways, both directing and writing the script. But she adds that to make it work, her stars had to work hard at recreating the raw energy of the original band.
I had 2 weeks with Kristen, but I knew she could play guitar, and she was already practicing on her own, and she'd already recorded a little bit, so I knew that she'd come in prepared. And Dakota, I had about a month with her, and I put her in front of a live band. We had done many rehearsals, and then when everybody got together, I had done numerous rehearsals as a band. So by the time I was filming, they'd already bonded and they'd already knew what it was like to be in a band. And so I felt really confident on that level. And so did they, and I think that was important. And by the time we got to Cherry Bomb, I think they were really excelled. You know, we really kind of, we had a month of shooting, and by that time they were a band.
Can't stay at home, can't stay in school.
The Runaways also features Stella Maeve, Scout Taylor Compton, and Aaliyah Shawkat in the band. And Michael Shannon plays rock impresario Kim Fowley, who can still be seen on Sunset Strip looking for fresh talent. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood. Hello.